from every situation. And he's going to use your experiences, your mess, and he's going to make it into his message, and you're going to help people.
Truth, live from the booth, always beats 100 proof. She's bringing to you words of encouragement with the funny twist to feed your soul like nourishment. While you're listening, I hope you catch a feeling, cause Tina talks truth about hope, truth, and healing. So I hope you tuning in to the radio. Tina talks truth, it's the only way to go.
Good morning. This is Tina Levine with Tina Talks Truth Radio Show. And I am so blessed that you are here, that you're listening, that you're sharing Tina Talks Truth Radio Show, and that you tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on 1GM Nation Radio. So I thank you. I thank you for Idioms for the introduction. And I thank all of you for your prayers and messages, text messages, emails. Thank you. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be a Tina Talks Truth radio show. So I appreciate all of my listeners. So it was heavy on my heart that I speak about peace today. And it just so happens that my guest, Shannon Turner, is actually going to talk about restoration and having a comeback. And with all of that, the underlining that God wants us to feel, that Jesus says over and over again in the Bible, is to have peace. I don't know about you, but there's days I really, really struggle with finding peace. I could find a piece of cake, I'll tell you that. But to find peace, to really dig deep into have that peace, I just want to reflect on the Bible real quick. And, you know, just before Jesus went to the cross, he told his disciples that he wanted to give them a gift. And that gift was his peace. Then again, after his resurrection, he appeared to them again. And the first words were, "Peace to you." And that was in John 20:19. Then to prove to them who he was yet again, he said, "Peace to you," in John 20:21. 8 days later, he appeared to them once again and said, "Peace to you." And that's in John 20:26. So clearly, Jesus wants us to feel peace. How do we feel peace in a world that is not very peaceful? Well, I think it starts with ourselves. Are you spreading peace, or are you spreading anxiety, fear, complications, disagreements? There's a lot of toxicity on social media. So I just want to encourage you today, all of my Tina Talks Truth radio show listeners, to choose peace. Choose peace. Be that voice of hope. Be that voice of peace to people. There's so much chaos going on in this world. We all know how to feel drama and how to feel fear. But what we need to teach people as followers of Christ is how to feel peace. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for breath. And Lord, help us not to take for granted that you gave us yet another chance, another day full of your mercies, Lord. And we just thank you for that. We thank you for this chance to help other people, to bring peace to the world, God. And that we just ask a hedge of protection around all of our children. Each morning that we send them off to school, Lord, we just ask for your angels to protect them, to surround those children and that school. And Lord, we just ask for a hedge of protection around everybody, especially large groups of people, Lord. And God, we just ask for healing, and through that healing, there's peace. And you bestow that peace upon us when we look to you, when we cast our burdens to you, Lord. You then bestow peace upon us, and we thank you for that, God. I lift up anyone that may be struggling with medical conditions, mental health conditions, addictions, abuse, domestic violence. And Lord, you are a healer. You are a miracle worker. And we're going to trust you today. We're going to trust you, Lord, that you're going to work miracles in our lives. I lift up all of my listeners right now. Please grant them travel mercies if they're traveling right now. Grant them peace no matter what their situation is right now, Lord. And I just thank you. I thank you so much for your mercy and your grace and your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me. I'm really excited about today's guest, Shannon Turner. Shannon is a motivational speaker, a radio show host of Real Life Talk. She's an author of, get this, like 500 books, something like that. I know for sure there's 4 books, but she's about to re-release her book, Fat Girl Chronicles, which she's going to tell you about. And wow, is it awesome. You have got to hear this interview. Also, she has named her recliner Walter. Yes, you'll hear that in the interview as well. And her website is www.transformationalyou.life. If you want to check out Shannon Turner, please do at her website or on Facebook, Shannon Turner. She also has a Facebook page called Real Life Talk with Shannon Turner. You can check that out as well. So thank you for being here. And here's my friend, Shannon Turner. This is Miss Shannon Turner. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
I'm so blessed to have you on my show. And I actually was on your show a couple weeks ago, so thank you for that opportunity.
Yes, and I'm sorry, I don't have any funny cop stories to tell like you did.
Oh boy, I tell you, we were rolling. We had a lot of fun, but I've known Shannon for years now, right? It's been
years.
And we both are speakers and authors and just kind of hang out with the same crowd. So it's been a pleasure to get to know you even better over these years. Shannon is a motivational speaker and an author, and she's a show host of Real Life Talk. So exciting. Shannon, you have so many blessings, and you bless so many people. So thank you for taking time to be on the Tina Talks Truth Radio Show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us about, okay, so you have this book, and you're going to be re-releasing it. Can you please, let's start there, because I know a lot of your testimony is in that book.
Oh, okay. So I have previously, I love to self-publish. I just think like that's the most awesomest thing is the day and age of the internet. You can do pretty much anything. So I had self-published 4 other books prior to this one. And but it just feels like those were like practice runs. And then I got really, really sick. I believe it was last year, got really sick. I have fibromyalgia. And I was laid up for almost 2 months. And I didn't know what to do. And I'm normally a very hyper person. So even though my body was my recliner, I named my recliner Walter. So Walter and I spent a lot of time together during that 2 months. But, you know, when you're hyper, naturally, like your brain is going, okay, but I want to do this and I want to do that. And your body's like, no, I can't do that. What can I do? Because I'm about to go stark raving mad here. And he just led me back to these journal entries that I wrote when I was living in the shelters with kids. With my kids, we lived in different shelters. And I remember that they had told me back then a great way to heal is to start journaling. And so what I did is I came upon those journals that I wrote back then, and I converted them into a story form. And then I was like, okay, God, I'm done with the book now. What do I call it? I believe God has a sense of humor. I had a dream, and in the dream it was, call it Fat Girl Chronicles. I'm not who I perceive myself to be. And I was like, no, seriously, like, what am I going to call this? Because I'm not calling it that. That's not happening. And so, yeah, it's Fat Girl Chronicles. Because God had his way. Fat Girl Chronicles, I'm not who I perceive myself to be. And it's all about, in my story, you know, I went through domestic violence. And then I ended up, you know, taking the kids, and we had to flee into a domestic violence shelter. From there, we got accepted into their 2-year program. Well, a month into my journey of single parenthood, I was re-diagnosed with cancer. So it was just like, oh my gosh, what is going on? But little did I know, in that journey, God was writing my story. And now I'm happy to say I'm newly married. We'll be married like almost 4 years, but to me, it's we're newlyweds. You know, and I've been cancer-free for about 5 years, and God is just really, really good. He's amazing in how he can take our beauty and what, you know, he can bring our beauty out of ashes. So that's what that story is about. It's my journal entries, but you're following this character, Aaliyah Anderson, as she's going through her transformation and she's writing the journals. But those journal entries are actually mine, like the real ones I wrote back then.
That is so cool. I can totally relate, and I love that you said that there's healing by writing, by journaling,
yes,
by getting that out. And I encourage our listeners that if you're going through something, if it be domestic violence or addictions or cancer or anything, any trial or tribulation, get a pen, pencil, lipstick. Just start writing. Start writing, 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 because it's so therapeutic to get it out on paper. And I love that that's how this book came about. And I love the title. And yes, God has a sense of humor.
I'm like, really, I'm not calling it that. And yeah, no.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Sometimes God tests us and he'll like, oh, okay, how about this? And then sometimes we're like, oh, no. And then, but you know, there's someone out there that grabs their attention and they're like, you know what, I need to read this book. But it just sounds like the content period is just unbelievable. So let's, if you wouldn't mind us going back to the domestic violence situation, and there you are with your children in a shelter. And you said it best, that God takes our ashes and he makes them, it turns them into beauty, and, you know, takes our brokenness and turns it into, you know, his purpose. And sometimes he does that stuff to get our attention, and then we're obedient. And so I just commend you on being obedient to writing and writing all of this out in a book. I mean, I just can't imagine how many souls and hearts you're touching from not only the domestic violence, being a survivor of domestic violence, but also cancer twice. And congratulations on 5 years cancer-free. That is just,
woo!
We are praising God for that. Thank you, Jesus.
And yes, he is
a miracle.
He is so, he is so amazing. And that's going to probably be turned into another book, because he told me so many things when I was going through that journey. And I'm like, man, you know, the blessing is in the brokenness.
Absolutely. He can use us much more when we're broken than when we're all put together and looking good. Ain't that the truth? Wow. Now, you have actually an event coming up on October 6th about God turning our setbacks into comebacks. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so Danny Gokey sings this song. I believe he wrote it too, and it's called Your Comeback. And that is like the theme of my life. And so I was listening to that song and I was like, oh my gosh, I love it. It talks about, this is your moment. This is your time. You've come too far to stop now. Keep going. This is your comeback. And I was like, okay, there's something to this song. And then I have two really beautiful friends that also have stories of comebacks. And I was like, let's get together and have a women's dinner. And we're only charging $10. And it's going to be this Friday night from 6 to 9:30. And they can go on Eventbrite. Search me on Facebook. They'll find everything there as well. And so, yeah, it's only $10 and includes their dinner. And it includes Leslie Graham. Her son had cancer. And God did a miraculous healing. And then Amy McCauley is going to be sharing as well. And she was on her deathbed, and God brought her out of that. And then I'm going to be sharing too. And we're talking about restoration. A lot of times when we go through things and it gets really bad, and it just, you know, so I'm always real. There are times in my life I'm like, well, this just sucks. And I don't have any Christianese to go with that, because sometimes things get really, really raw. And they get hard. And that's the time that we need to go to God versus, you know, oh, God, you've left me. I'm always going to be like this. No, that's the time to run to God and say, Papa, I need you. I need you. I need you. And he will always, always restore. And a lot of times it's greater than what we lost.
Absolutely. And hence why you're all about the comeback.
Yes, and you know, my friend, because a lot of people have been telling me, oh, Shannon, you should be a coach, like a life coach. And I'm like, I see so many of my areas in my own life that I want fixed. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to cross over into that. And she was like, you could be the comeback coach. And I'm like, hey, there might be something to that. She was like, you can help the people that are feeling like they're completely stuck and broken, and you can help them strategize their way out of that. And I was like, oh, no, that I feel like I have an expertise on. But any other type of coaching, I'm like, I don't know.
You know what I would be really good at? Coaching people on how to eat ice cream.
Oh, there you go. I just had some prior to getting on the phone. See, I'm already an apprentice of you, Tina.
You don't need a coach, then. I'd be really, really good. I'd be like, no, you gotta eat more. Come on. Get some up.
Hold that fork right.
I don't know. That was like my coach voice.
But you know that the movie Facing the Giants, like yes. Any time that I speak, especially when I'm speaking at a CR, I play that death crawl clip.
Yes. Yes.
Where he's like, give me your best. Give, like, that is
people
me with myself,
yes.
And with people. Yeah. So yes. Maybe there is something to this whole the comeback coach. I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see.
I love it. So this October 6th event, where is it being held?
Miss Amy's Ministries at 8229 46th Avenue North, and it's in St. Pete, 33709.
So on the October 6th event, and it's from 6 to 9:30 p.m., and
yes.
You actually want to give an opportunity right now for one lucky lady, one blessed lady that's going to actually get an opportunity to win one free ticket. How do they go about this? Should they Facebook inbox you, call you? What should they do?
The first person to Facebook inbox me is going to get the ticket.
Awesome.
So
okay.
Whoever is first.
Great.
And it's the church. It's in the storefront. It's like a, you know, the little plazas. And it's right next to a bar, which I think is, like, you can't get a church in a better spot.
Yeah, that's right. Come on in.
We were there yesterday praying, and I'm like, how awesome is this? I can hear the bar music, which means they can hear us praying.
That's right. Yes, yes. God's good like that. And who do you want to attend this? You said about women that are looking for restoration, that maybe are in that raw moment. Any other women that you want to welcome to this event?
We're welcoming preteens and teens as well. Because if somebody would have taught me some of the hard lessons I had to go through to learn, but if somebody would have poured into me when I was a teenager, I would have probably saved myself a lot of trouble.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Yeah.
Preteens and teens. Okay, so what's the youngest age?
We definitely don't have child care, but I would say like 12 years old, they should be in that vicinity to be able to grasp it. Because we're going to, you know, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have people line dancing to the song, The Comeback. And it's, you know, just, and there's food. I mean, you know, you can never go wrong with food.
Awesome. And you know what, Shannon, I need to share this with the audience, that not only are you an incredible speaker and an author and a radio show host, but you know what, your praise dancing is unbelievable. I've watched so many videos of you, and it is just heartwarming. You are so gifted at praise dancing. So I just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. You know, thank you so much. I haven't danced in a really long time because of the health issues. And that's one thing that people that have seen me dance before, when they pray over me, they're like, you're going to dance again.
Yes.
And when I was in church today, they had played this one song, and it was like, of course, you know, I can't think of it right now. trust the Lord, oh my soul. But it was like a newer version of that song. And God was like, I want you to dance to this at the comeback. And I'm like, really? Okay, because I have trouble walking sometimes, but okay. So, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That would be awesome. Well, I ask all of my guests just four simple questions. What gives you hope?
Jesus. And not just in a general sense, but to me, like, Jesus is the epitome of the resurrection. You know, what we thought was gone and dead is alive, comes back.
Absolutely. The resurrection, I like that. And that goes along with
yeah.
come back and restoration, you know.
Maybe there is something to this comeback, Coach.
Yes, I love it. What brings you joy?
Oh, my family. My family, they are a comeback testimony all on their own. And I've seen God do some amazing things. And I am so blessed to have teenagers that still want to be around me. Because I know when a certain family member used to not want to be around our moms. And so I'm blessed that I have teenagers that still try to jump in my lap and kiss on me and hug on me. And I'm very blessed.
Oh, that's awesome. And how important is laughter to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so laughter definitely is like good medicine. And we're actually, with my show, we just wrapped up. We do a 7-week series, and every 7 weeks we'll talk about a new topic. And we're actually going to be starting on Saturday talking about the power of joy.
Oh, I love it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
Laughter is just, it could be so healing. So how do you know that you're healing or that you've been healed?
I think when you can start to smile again. And it may come with a little bitty crack of a, you know, half of your face goes up and the other half is protesting. But one thing I try to do is, if, you know, if I'm going in a bad place or something, if I'm stressed or, you know, if I'm going through a flare up and depression is trying to come, I will just like force myself to go around and smile at people. I may look scary to people because like it's a forced smile, but I know if I just keep doing that, then that's going to bring joy to me. And that's going to eventually bring joy to somebody else after I stop scaring them with my forced smile.
You said about the forced smile and that one side might be up. You know, that's called a stroke, Shannon. That, I know it's not laughing.
Be
better.
Like that clown on It, Pennywise. Yeah. Be like, hey.
Okay. I try not to watch the horror stuff. You know, I got enough drama in my head. I don't need to watch that kind of stuff. But yeah. No, I totally understand what you're saying about, you know, sometimes you have to force that smile. And
yeah.
Sometimes it just comes very naturally, just depending on, you know, what's going on in your life. So thank you so much for sharing that. And we're so excited for you and your ministry and this book being re-released. And if anyone's interested in her book, please go find Shannon Turner on Facebook and just message her. You could private message her. She has a public account, and so you could just private message her and ask her about this book.
Fat Girl Chronicles, I'm Not Who I Perceive Myself to Be. And it's all about challenging you to change your perception on who you think you are.
Oh, I love that. That, and that's important for every woman, is just, you know, perceiving us as God's daughter.
Yeah.
You know, we're priceless. We're priceless and we're cherished and treasured.
And as women, that weight that we carry is not always physical. That's emotional weight too. And you can be a skinny fat girl. If you're carrying around, if you're a skinny girl, but you are full of anger, bitterness, and shame, you're fat.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's your perspective. Absolutely. I totally get that. And it's just all about perceiving how God sees us and, you know, his perception and his creation. How can we pray for you and your ministry?
Pray for the event. Pray for the people that need to come will come and will be renewed and restored.
Okay, sounds good. We will definitely pray for your event. We'll pray for you and your health, and just that you keep moving forward. Comeback coach, here we go. Hey, there you go. There's two expectations I have of you. Two goals for you. Get back into praise dancing, and then next time I see you, I want to see a whistle around your neck, and you're going to have
that is so what I've done. Yeah, I've done speaking engagements like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
There you
said that.
Yeah. There you go. Come back, coach. Here she comes, people. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for being on the Tina Talks Truth radio show.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shannon, for sharing your hope, laughter, and healing with us. And we're so excited about your event, October 6th, from 6 to 9:30 p.m. It's the ladies' dinner. So ladies, get out there. It's only $10. You can't get a dinner for $10 or less anywhere else. And you're going to be so encouraged and inspired at this event. So it's at 8299 46th Avenue North, St. Petersburg. So check Shannon and Leslie, and they have another friend there speaking with them. So check them out Friday, October 6th. We have another event actually Saturday, October 7th. And this event is actually the DID Discovering Hope presents Creating Resilience Conference. It's from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Registration actually begins at 8:30 a.m. October 7th, Saturday, and it's at Harborside Christian Church in Safety Harbor. And this is with Cole Ian. Maybe you remember I interviewed her a few weeks ago. So once again, that's the DID Discovering Hope presents Creating Resilience Conference, October 7th, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Harborside Christian Church. We have another event that I just want to make my listeners aware of, and this is the 10th anniversary of FAIR, Family Abilities Information Rally. There's going to be over 200 vendors, live entertainment, food trucks, silent auction, bloodmobile, bounce houses, you name it. There's going to be a lot to do. It's October 7th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is actually in Tampa at the All People's Life Center, 6105 East Sly Avenue in Tampa. Now, their website is www.yesunited.org. So, Yes actually is sponsoring this event. It's called the FAIR, F-A-I-R, and that means Family Abilities Information Rally. Free parking, free admission. Get out there, see Becky and all of her folks, and they're doing great, great things in the community. I thank you so much for tuning in to Tina Talks Truth radio show here on One Jam Nation Radio every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Here's Victor.
This is Victor with Tina Talks Truth, and the truth is, may you find victory today and forever. Also, my name is Victor.
Oh, that's so cute.
The truth is, there is hope.